Welcome to The Extra, the show that continues to bring you the community communications and conversations that are important, bringing you topics, people, and issues that are important to you here in the Pikes Peak region. And one area that probably we could focus on a little bit more is Southeast Colorado Springs. There's no doubt that there is a growing population center in the Southeast area, bustling with new businesses, infrastructure improvement that needs to be highlighted, unique housing opportunities, parks and recreation opportunities, transportation options, and more. And there are a group of Southeast Colorado Springs champions that are joining us today on the show to update us on what's happening on that side of town. So joining us here on The Extra, we have a number of people, but we're going to start with Council Member Yolanda Avila, the City of Colorado Springs, representing District 4. And Council Member, first of all, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And settle a discussion that we've had before. Please pronounce your name, because I think sometimes we're not getting it correctly. So please pronounce it for us.
It's Avila.
Avila.
Yolanda Avila.
Avila. Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, we will mark that down. All right. So let's give us some background on your district and the boundaries of Southeast COS and what you see as your mission.
Okay, I really actually do feel like it's a calling. I was first elected in 2017, and I went for it because for decades, Southeast was just dying out, and it was really concerning because I knew that there was a lot of great people there and that we needed to have infrastructure and places to go and parks to play at, and so it's really picked up. I think if we invested $3 million a year, that would have been a lot. We're at now $500 million and growing. So what's happened in Southeast is that the communities come together and has asked for these things, have come to City Council, have gone to the County Commission, and right now we're at a renaissance. We have the South Academy Boulevard reconstruction, new roads, sidewalks, we're going to be burying lines. It's going to make the flow much easier. We're also working on the Circle Bridge over I-25, which is pretty amazing. You know, when I first got on council, we did tours of the parks, and it was so sad because our parks didn't even have bathrooms or trees to provide shade.
In the Southeast area, yeah.
I used to pound the, you know, at the dais and saying, we need a park. I did a tour at Venetia Park up north, and I was like, well, we need something like this. And lo and behold, with a lot of work and mostly communities, so much community buy-in, work. We had our youth working on that, and it kind of just exploded. And I think that people are coming into Southeast to live now because it's probably the most affordable place in the city to live. So we've got these little mom and pop restaurants, and we're showing up, but there's still a lot of work to do.
Mm. And that's why you're serving a second term in office, trying to continue on with the work. Let's talk about some of the growth that you've seen in the Southeast, some of the major businesses. I mean, Amazon's there. The airport continues to add new tenants there. Tell us about the kind of businesses and job opportunities that there are in the Southeast.
Yeah, we have defense businesses, but the business park by the airport has brought in a lot. In fact, what we did was we have an express bus lane, and that's another thing, transportation, right? It's transit has grown significantly to where now we have a bus express lane, express bus going to the airport to make sure that we have transportation for people working at Amazon. And there's a lot of people working there and in that business park. But the other day, I did a groundbreaking in that area by the Aviation Center, our museum. And it's PepsiCo coming down from the north part of town, and they'll be bringing 160-plus employees with them. And so they're just really excited. It's just such a great place to be and really close to the neighborhoods where they can access, you know, those mom-and-pop restaurants and just have a cultural experience.
Right, because these are people, I mean, you'll certainly get people who say, oh, I can do the commute, but there are going to be a lot of people who say, you know, why? Let me just find a place that I can live and then I'm working close by, and that makes me accessible to work, and it also allows for, like you said, some of those mom-and-pop stores to really have the local population base to help sustain them, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and with that kind of growth, infrastructure improvements are certainly a must. Can you share information on what city infrastructure and road construction projects are out in the works for the Southeast to make it more navigable?
I think I jumped the gun, right, when I was explaining about Academy, South Academy Boulevard from Bijou all the way to Drennan Road, which, you know, is a good 2-mile stretch. And, you know, the thing with construction, right, we need it. But when it's happening, we complain about it. It's like, oh, so it's going to take at least 2 years to get that finished. But there was also a bridge on Airport Road over Spring Creek. And that was a very dangerous bridge. It was an old state highway that was not made to be a pedestrian bridge. But it became that people would walk to the shops and walk to the bus stop. And it was so dangerous. And that was, it's beautiful now. They, we redid it with PPRTA money, and which the city contributes a lot. And so it's redone. It's beautiful. It's wide sidewalks for pedestrians to now go to those little shops or to catch the bus. It's so accessible. And that's one of the projects that I was really proud of and excited about. And so, like, again, the South Academy Bridge and also the bridge of there by Circle and I-25, it's, you know, it's in real bad shape, but we are going to have a new bridge. But what's exciting about that one is that the kids at Harrison High School gave a lot of input on that bridge, and they are, because they used it, and they are going to have artwork and murals in that bridge. So they're part of that design. So that's very exciting that the community is involved in these projects.
Yeah, you're getting that community buy-in that things can improve, which is important to have. It creates momentum of its own. What are some of the most challenging issues you've seen in dealing with in the Southeast, Councilwoman Avila?
I'm going to say that there are so many vacancies in Southeast, right? And what's happening is that many of the people that own these properties, these strip malls, and properties that are just really greatly centered. I mean, like me, for instance, I only live 2 miles from downtown. It takes me like 12 minutes to get here. So it's really convenient to downtown. But we have all these structures, and these people from out of town do not even, they just leave them vacant, and they are sitting on these properties, not allowing us to buy them up or to do something with these properties. And I think that that is one of the most challenging things, because I met with a group of a community group in my district, and they were like saying, there's all these buildings. We need a place for our kids to go and, you know, play basketball and recreate. And there's so many places. I mean, we could use Hillside, but we even need something even more for some of our kids that have been in trouble, and have a place for them to do something active and good instead of being out, you know, doing something else. So I think that's one of our biggest challenges, that there's billionaires in Denver or in other states that own these properties, and they're not giving them up, and they're letting them stay vacant.
And that's not good for anyone. Right, right.
It's not good. Yeah.
You talked about some of the areas or needs for youngsters in the area to have an outlet, really. And Panorama Park is one such place where youngsters and families can find that outlet. It opened almost a year ago. What would you say has been the takeaway from getting that park opened?
A community buy-in again. The city came together. The Trust for Public Land, just It was initially going to be a $2 million park, and it turned out to be $8.5 million. But people, it was like a snowball effect. People were getting so excited about the park. And when we did the ribbon cutting with the Rise Southeast Coalition and the mayor was there, it was raining, and the kids were just playing in the rain. That just didn't even bother them one bit. I've gone there when it's snowed, and the park is filled. People are just so excited about it. And now I've had friends that don't live in Southeast, but they've gone to the park, and they said, "That is really a nice park." So it is already highly utilized. It's been great. You know, there was 7,000 tiles that were done as for a mosaic. And I think I did three of them. I put my dog on there. And it was really cool. But, I mean, we've had kids from 3 to 103, you know, working on these tiles. And so it's just coming together. And on Friday, we're going to do an unveiling of a sculpture that was done. So we're all going to get together and celebrate this unveiling of the artwork that continues to come to Panorama Park. It's 13 acres, so there's a lot of places to walk,
right,
play, and exactly what we need.
I drove by. I was in a hurry that day, unfortunately, because I would have stopped and just enjoyed it. It was just, it is very bucolic, as they say. We need to take a short break here. Council member from District 4, Yolanda Avila, is joining us here on The Extra. If you can stick around for our next segment, because I have just one more question for you, council member, okay?
Sure.
Sounds
sure.
Good. All right. And when we come back, we'll talk about housing. It's a hot topic anywhere you go in Colorado Springs or El Paso County, and how that question becomes even more critical in the southeast part of Colorado Springs. That when we come back. And welcome back to The Extra. We have council member Yolanda Avila joining us here on The Extra. She represents District 4 and is on a mission, a calling of sorts, to make the Southeast a better place to live and to do business. And council member Avila, let's talk about what you think has people flocking to the Southeast. What would it be that's the draw?
I think the affordability. Let me put that in quotes, the affordability of housing options there. So, for instance, if you go to the northwest part of town, 93% of those that area is single-family homes. In Southeast, we have the most diverse housing. Like, we're the most diverse on every metric, but in Southeast, we have the most diverse housing, from, you know, multifamily units to duplexes to fiplexes to single-family homes. We have it all. We have the housing options there.
All right. You have it all. I love it. And I know you probably have things to do, so we'll let you go. But first, let us thank you for joining us here on The Extra, council member.
Oh, my pleasure, Shannon, and have a great day.
You bet. All right, let's turn to one of our other guests that we have. We also have Darcy Nicklausen, owner of DHN Development, on the KRDO Newsline, as well as Tara McCarthy, who's executive director of Pike Ride. Both of these are on the line. So we're going to start with Darcy. Darcy, why don't you share some background on DHN Development and projects that listeners might be familiar with?
Yeah, good morning, Shannon. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. And I didn't give a chance to thank you both for being on as well.
Well, thank you for having us. We're always excited to have a chance to speak with you and chat about what's going on in our Colorado Springs community. So DHN Development is we're a local development company. And we started with our first project building multifamily housing, that's apartments, and we started in downtown Colorado Springs. We broke ground in, 2014 with a project called Blue Dot Place Apartments. It's on South Nevada Avenue, right near Cimarron, and that was a 33-unit apartment complex, along with a great local coffee shop called Local Coffee, and we opened that project in 2016. Blue Dot gets the kudos for being the first multifamily development to happen in 60 years in downtown Colorado Springs.
So that
was our first project.
Yeah, that's significant.
Yeah. That was, and look at how downtown's booming now, right? There is just so much happening in downtown Colorado Springs. So we built two projects downtown, Blue Dot Place and Casa Mundi Apartments. They're both boutique in size, meaning that they're smaller, 33 apartments in one and 27 apartments in the other, really trying to connect residents to each other and create a strong sense of community. So those are two projects that we developed in downtown Colorado Springs.
So let's talk about housing. It is certainly a hot topic in Colorado Springs. And why did you make a move to develop more housing quantities, stock, you might say, in the Southeast?
Right. So after developing downtown, we started looking around. It's like, hey, where do we want to go next? What does our community need? And we started hearing that our community needs not just affordable housing, but housing for the middle income, who are being priced out, for families being priced out of being able to buy single family homes and so forth. So that was one. I didn't want to necessarily go into high-end housing. I wanted to create more middle income housing. And then I got to looking around our city and said, well, where are we underserved? And where are some great opportunities that maybe others haven't discovered yet? And Southeast Colorado Springs is absolutely amazing. The culture, the cultural diversity, and what really drew us here is the residents that are currently here. The residents led by Councilwoman Avila and other community leaders with the RISE Coalition and so forth, residents who are standing up and saying, hey, this is our neighborhood. We care about this place. This is what we want, and this is what needs to happen in our neighborhood. And anytime I see a neighborhood doing that, I am immediately drawn to them. I want to be a part of what they are doing. And do what we can, not to support them, but just to join in with them with efforts. So we're seeing a lot of things, like Councilwoman Avila said, of infrastructure investment in Southeast Colorado Springs, the city recognizing things that are going on here, a lot of new businesses moving into the airport area as well as other places. And we just want to be a part of what is already a fantastic community.
You've touched on the projects that have wrapped up, but what current projects do you have underway in Southeast Colorado Springs?
Yeah, so we've got a great project called Mosaica, and we really think it's about a mosaic of people who are coming together to create something greater. That's what Mosaic is all about, is that life is better together. It is at the corner of Hancock Expressway, Delta, and South Circle. And Mosaica is, we did it a little different. We wanted to create a different type of rental living options for residents in the Southeast area or anybody coming to Colorado Springs. So our houses we call them the Great House. They look like big homes. There's only five or six units in each house. They've got front porches and shared back decks and shared yards.
Sounds
to really
great.
Get people together and to connect.
So hey, Darcy,
we've got another one called Kaleidos.
I was going to say, I know you have more to tell us, but we're hitting the half hour mark, unfortunately. So I need to take a short break. Let's pick up with that when we return with the extra. Is that okay?
Sounds great. Thanks, Shannon.
Sounds good. And to our listeners, we'll be back after these breaks. And we're back. Darcy Niklason, owner of DHN of Development, was telling us about some of the exciting projects going on in Southeast Colorado Springs. All right, we heard about Mosaica, Darcy, as we focus on the improvements and exciting changes going on in Southeast Colorado Springs. What other projects do you have going on?
So we have another exciting project that's in construction right now. We're scheduled to open in February of 2024. That's called Kaleidos. It's on Murray Boulevard between between Shelton and Fountain, right next to Atlas Preparatory School and near the Senior Center, or a Silver Key, I should say. So, and that's, we're building housing there very similar to what we're doing at Mosaica, really looking to help house our neighbors who are making the area median income in Colorado Springs, or middle income folks. And we have a lot of 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, including some 4 bedroom apartments. So we think our families need some good places to live, and that's what we're trying to help out with.
Some of these areas we're talking about, I mean, one time we thought of them really as a housing desert. I mean, but there are now a lot of new projects going up in the downtown area and around the city. So how do you try to differentiate your properties?
Yeah, one I think is really important is that we're a local developer. We really care about what happens in the city of Colorado Springs. And we tend to, at least on some of our projects, Mosaica and Kaleidos, they're long-term holds for us. So that means that we plan to be around for a long time and really care about the residents that live with us and the neighborhoods that we get to join. We do 3 things. We look to create good places to live, whether it's the design of the apartment, the design of the community, just a good place to live and that we care about it. 2, we try to connect all of the things that's going on in the Southeast area. We want to connect our residents who may be new to Colorado Springs into the greater Southeast neighborhood, because we think that when we connect and we become have a strong sense of community, not just within an apartment complex, but into the larger neighborhood, then we all benefit and we all do better and we all have a lot more fun. And then the last thing we really try to do is to create a sense of belonging, so that when you come home, you're like, oh, man, I'm so, it's that sigh, that sense of relief, your shoulders kind of drop down a little bit. You're like, oh, I'm home. I'm with my people. This is my place to live. This is my good place. And so that's what we really try to create. It's all about the people. The best compliment I ever got one time was a resident who was moving out, and he said, man, I'm sorry to be leaving. And I was like, well, why? You're going on to a greater part of your life. I'm excited for you. He goes, yeah, but here I was Larry. You knew who I was, and that mattered to me. I wasn't just an apartment number to you. And that continues to this day. That's how we take care of our properties. That's how we try to work and connect with our residents and our greater community.
And you talk about the community and the surrounding area. How are some ways that you find it a good avenue to integrate the community, the arts, the culture of the Southeast area? How do you make that all a part and parcel of these projects?
Well, we've got some great ideas of things that we're working on. But one thing that we're doing is partnering with the folks at Pike Ride to help promote their new leasing program, which is very exciting. So we're hosting an event here at Mosaica tonight for not just Mosaica residents, but for the entire Southeast to come and introduce the benefits that Pike Ride has about doing some electric bike leasing to help folks get around and just get outside and enjoy our beautiful outdoors here in Colorado. We're excited to participate in some more events that the Southeast is already hosting coming up, like the collection of backpacks for kids. They have an amazing sidewalk chalk celebration of decorating sidewalks with chalk and all kinds of other things. So I would say we're a newbie to the Southeast, but we can't wait to participate and join in with these amazing folks are already doing here.
Well, we would like people to know where they can find out more about these projects. I understand your website is a good source of information. It's dhndevelopment.com. And Darcy, stick around. We're going to check in with you a little later on. But I'd like to move on to Tara McCarthy, who's joining us, Executive Director of Pike Ride. And Tara, let's talk about Pike Ride and what its importance is. What is Pike Ride and how long have you been operating, et cetera?
Yeah, hey, Shannon, thanks so much for having us on. So Pike Ride is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to micromobility through our shared e-bikes. And we've been operating in Colorado Springs since 2018. So We're just about celebrating our fifth birthday this Monday coming up. And we're here in town, both in Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs, really elevating these two communities with a fun, healthy, planet-friendly, and cost-effective way to get around.
So why is it important to offer residents a diverse transportation options? I mean, the bus is around and people can always take, I guess, an Uber or a taxi, but why is it important to have this diversity?
Yeah, you know, the bus system is great here in Colorado Springs with Mountain Metro, but the bus system doesn't reach every single pocket, every single neighborhood. And, you know, sometimes bus schedules don't always work for people's personal schedules. Also, Uber, for those of us who have taken Uber, it's not always a viable option during the times that we need them. And what micromobility, whether it is scooters, bikes, et cetera, it really provides people the freedom to be able to get around when they need to get around. And it just, all of these micromobility options provide tons of viable options for people to get to school, work, the grocery store, just all the things that everybody needs to do on a daily basis.
Now, bike riding is very popular. A lot of people like to get in shape. So these bikes, are they electric or are they, you know, pedal powered, human powered?
Yeah, so they're a little bit of both. They are pedal assist e-bikes, which means you do have to pedal to move the bike. But as soon as you do start pedaling, the motor kicks in. And so you get this little burst of energy that you yourself doesn't have to give. But at the same time, since you are pedaling, folks can get a great workout. And then when you get to that hill, we obviously are in a hilly area here in Colorado, that motor kicks in and enables you to go a little bit further, go a little bit faster. Around the office, we say that once you get on a bike ride, you end up with a bike ride smile because they're just so much fun.
Well, we need to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what makes Pike Ride and their bike so much fun. We'll also be talking to Darcy, who we had on earlier, Darcy Nicklausen, owner of DHN Development, about some of their projects and, you know, basically a resurgence of Southeast Colorado Springs, what they're hoping it is accomplishing. That and more when The Extra continues. Welcome back, and today our focus is on the southeast part of Colorado Springs, how the growing population center there is dealing with changes that's bringing infrastructure improvement, unique housing opportunities, new parks, recreation opportunities, transportation opportunities, and much, much more. So we have a full slate of guests that's been joining us this morning, champions for the southeast Colorado Springs area, and one such champion is joining us right now, Tara McCarthy, Executive Director of Pike Ride. So, Tara, we were talking about some of the fun things that you can do on these bikes and how it's powered by pedal power, so a little bit, but also gives you that electric powered boost. So it's not going to be this kind of thing where you're going to feel like, oh boy, I really needed to go to the gym more to do that. So how much does it cost and where can you find these bikes?
Yeah, so our shared bikes, we have over 60 stations throughout Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs, and our entire fleet of bikes is just underneath 400. And we have a number of different options for folks to take advantage of these bikes. We can do a pay-as-you-go option, so if you're going to take one or two trips through the year, you can use that, or we have a number of annual, seasonal, monthly options as well. And then we also have our Pike Ride for All programming, which helps folks with financial hardships through discounted memberships and a brand new leasing program that I think we're going to talk about next.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk about an event that's going on in Southeast Colorado Springs this evening. We've also got Darcy on the line, but Darcy, do you want to go first? Why don't you tell us about this event?
Well, we just get to be the host. Pike Ride is the star of it, but
okay.
Mosaic is the host.
So maybe Tara gets to explain.
Sure, sure. Okay. Right. Tara will be able to explain it a little bit better, but we're excited to be the host for one of the hosts for them launching the program in the Southeast neighborhood.
Great. Okay, Tara, take it away.
All right. Well, so let me talk about the program first. So it is called Pike Ride Plus. And this program is supported by a grant made available through the Colorado Energy Office. And this is actually an e-bike leasing program for our neighbors living in disproportionately impacted areas and who earn less than 80% of the area median income. And so what this means is for folks who are within those parameters, they actually get to take home an e-bike through this leasing program. So they will have at their fingertips an e-assist bike that they can use to go wherever they need to go. Again, grocery store, work, wherever they might need to go. And thanks to Darcy and Mosaica, we're holding a demo tonight over there from 5 to 7, and our staff is going to be available to talk about the program, how it works, and then obviously show off those fun bikes.
You're talking about a leasing program. I'm assuming this is going to get people considerably under the price point that they would pay if they're just doing a normal bike ride.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a monthly leasing program, and so it's $25 a month, and that can start and end whenever somebody wants it to or needs it to. And they can use it for the whole month, for rides as long as they need. They can go wherever they want with it. And we are here, and we're going to service the bike. We're going to send folks home with a charger so they can charge it at home. So it really provides these individuals with the freedom of this micro-mobility transportation option.
Why do you feel it's important that this program opens up in this specific area, really?
I mean, the Southeast has a lot of disproportionately impacted areas, and this really does provide folks with an affordable, completely accessible option to get around town. And there's no maintenance costs for it. There is no fuel needed for it besides plugging in a battery whenever the battery is drained. It's a way to connect our communities even further than we already are doing with Pike Ride. It's a way to give people a way to get around, which is something that everybody should have the ability to do.
Okay, this is happening at one of the projects that the developments, I guess you would say, of DHN Development. Mosaica is the name of where you can find out more information and sign up. Mosaica is located on Delta Drive. It's between Hancock Expressway and South Circle Drive. Very easy to find. And Darcy, as the host of this, I assume this gives you enormous pride that you've been chosen as a host or partnering in as a host with Pike Ride to do something like this, because this really goes to the heart of serving the community that is finding its way to your projects.
Oh, absolutely. We are so excited to get to host this event and grateful that Pike Ride thought of us to say, to reach out and to connect with us. And it just gives us a chance to get to know more people in the Southeast area and introduce some of our residents, a lot who actually moved to Colorado Springs from out of state, to introduce them to Pike Ride and to introduce them to other people in our neighborhood and get to know each other. So we love doing these kinds of events, and we're grateful that Pike Ride reached out to us and said, hey, you have a place where we can ride bikes. And we said, yes, come on in.
So what time does that start tonight?
I think we start at 5 o'clock tonight, right, Tara?
Yes, that's correct. Yep, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Right. Let's. I think we just all cross our fingers that the rain holds off and that we'll be all good. So if not, we'll do it again.
That's right. That's right. And that project, if they want to find out more about this leasing project, Tara, where can they go to find out more?
Sure. So if you have the ability to jump on a computer, head over to pikeride.org. And if you prefer talking to a real life person, give us a buzz at the office at 235-5862.
And Darcy, if people have heard of some of your projects that you've been listing here and want to find out more, where can they go for more information? What would you like to say about these projects as we get ready to leave here?
Well, right now we're currently leasing here at Mosaica, and we've got some some great apartments for people. So if they're interested in looking for a new place to live, maybe living in a strong, tight-knit community, we would love to invite them in. Mosaica, www.mosaicaliving.com is Mosaica's website, and you can see what our apartments look like. You can learn a little bit more about us as well. And then we'll be launching Kaleidos later this fall as we get closer in and being able to tighten up our construction schedule as to when we'll start leasing over there. But yeah, we already have some apartments that are still in construction, and they're leased out already, and they won't be available until September. So we're just rocking and rolling over here and creating good places for people to live.
That sounds like a sign of a lot of interest and demand. So just maybe another indicator of how the southeast part of Colorado Springs is changing. Well, I'd like to thank our guests today, Tara McCarthy with Pike Ride. Thank you for joining us on The Extra.
Thanks so much for having us, Shannon.
And Darcy McLaughlin, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Shannon. Thank you for having us.
You betcha. Tara's with Pike Ride. Darcy is with DHN Development. And earlier, we were very honored to have with us District 4 Council Member of the City of Colorado Springs, Yolanda Avila. And we thank her for joining us and making this part of the conversation. You've been listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio.